Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, January 31st. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. A Delaware judge has struck down Elon Musk's $55.8 billion pay package at Tesla after finding the process for securing its approval, quote, deeply flawed. The decision marks a major setback for the chief executive of the world's most valuable automaker and could mean that Tesla will have to draft a new compensation package for Musk, throwing into question how he should be rewarded. Tesla shares fell more than 2% in after-hours trading Tuesday. Europe's most valuable company, Novo Nordisk, has roared past the $500 billion valuation mark following a bumper earnings report, making it only the second European company to ever do so. Shares in the maker of weight loss drug Wegovy rallied after its profit beat expectations, and it gave a bullish sales outlook for the coming year. It also said it is gradually increasing supply of the blockbuster drug after limiting supplies since May to safeguard access for current patients. And an Iraqi militia suspected of involvement in the drone strike that killed three American soldiers over the weekend has said that it's suspending attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. This comes as the Biden administration weighs a possible military response and underscores growing alarm in the region that a U.S. reprisal could escalate, possibly even into direct confrontation between the U.S. and Iran. President Biden said Tuesday that the U.S. held Iran responsible but didn't seek war with Tehran. Iran has denied any involvement. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed. In early trading, European shares are flat and U.S. futures are down, driven by a slump in tech shares. Investors will be turning their attention today to earnings from the likes of Boeing and MasterCard, as well as the Fed's 2 p.m. Eastern Time announcement of its latest interest rate decision. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.